Welcome to another edition of Sacktown Movie Buffs. Once again, I'm Kier, and this is Jason. And today we are back reviewing a new horror film that is playing in theaters and also is streaming. And the film that we're referring to is going to be none other than Halloween Ends, the final conclusion to this saga of the Halloween films. Sure, there'll be more Halloween films in the future because that's just the way things go. It's never the final ending. This might be the final one for Laurie Strode, though. So of this one. So I think this might be it for that. But I'm sure there's going to be other films. Before we begin, I do want to just note that if you haven't seen Halloween Ends, unfortunately, the only way we're going to be able to do this review is to provide some sort of spoilers. We'll try to leave a little bit back, but unfortunately, there's just not really an easy way to describe this film without giving you a little bit of details of exactly what's happening in the film, and that unfortunately is kind of a spoiler. So just want to let you guys know that if you haven't seen Halloween Ends and you don't want to hear about any kind of spoilers at all, you don't want to know anything about it, then this is probably not going to be the show for you. But I feel like at this point, if you're watching this, more than likely you've already seen Halloween Ends because you were excited to see it like everybody else that's into horror and that's into the Halloween film. So I'm not too worried about it. But I say without further ado, I say we get right into it. And I believe you're going to take this one away, Jason.
Yeah. So this is, of course, Halloween Ends. It is the third part in the trilogy directed by David Gordon Green. Like you said, there will probably be some kind of incarnation of Michael Myers again in the future, but it's definitely, I would say, the end of, it's the last film for Jamie Lee Curtis, right? And definitely the last film by David Gordon Green. You know, this is his trilogy that started with the 2018 sequel that was, of course, a direct sequel to the original Halloween. And like you said, we're going to have to talk a little bit of, you know, a few spoilers, a few things that aren't in the trailer, but we're not going to go into like everything that happens all the way up through the end. This is, like I mentioned, his trilogy, because there are four different timelines in this series. You know, you got the timeline that goes straight through Halloween 1, 2, skipping 3, of course, and then 4, 5, 6. And then you've got the timeline that goes from Halloween 1, Halloween 2, straight through to Halloween H2O, and then Halloween Resurrection. Right. You've got the Rob Zombie two-parter that's kind of like its own little separate island, but definitely part of the, you know, canon. And then you've got this one, which goes from Halloween 1 straight through 2018, then Halloween Kills, and then Halloween Ends. Right. And just over the last week, all the stuff I've been reading online, like if you thought that horror fans were up in arms about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie that came out a few months ago, that's nothing compared to the way people are downright like fighting over this movie. I know people who think it's a masterpiece. I know people who think it is the worst thing they've ever seen. I know some people that think it's fine. I know some people that think it's good. And that's, of course, like, you know, the internet, it's either, everything's either the worst thing ever or the best thing ever. But it is okay to be in the middle. It is okay to think it's just good or just okay. But basically, to cut to the chase, I'm going to say my stakes are firmly down on the side that think this is a very good movie. I loved this movie. I went to see it with a packed house in Hollywood on Saturday night, a crowd that was cheering and clapping the whole time. It was a great experience. And I really like this movie. To go into spoilers a little bit, I think what's causing the most controversy is that there isn't a ton of Michael Myers in this movie. I can kind of get that people would be upset about that, but I think there is still plenty of Michael Myers in this movie. He's still a very important character, but it definitely does shift focus somewhat to a new character named Corey, played by an actor named Rowan Campbell, who I'm unfamiliar with before now, but I think he's really good in this movie. But he's a new character who he's introduced 1 year after the first film. So like 2019, you know, somewhere in between. So basically, about a year after the first two films, because the first two films are set over the same day, pretty much.
Right, the same night. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. So basically, he is involved in a tragedy where he accidentally causes, you know, inadvertently causes the death of a child that he's babysitting, and is pretty much labeled a pariah in town. You know what I mean? Like, even though the circumstances are explainable, he's pretty much shunned by everybody as this child killer, even though it was a complete accident what happened. And he meets, I can't remember her name, but Jamie Lee, Laurie Strode's granddaughter, who's kind of the final girl of the first two movies. And they kind of strike up a romance at the same time that he is being tormented endlessly by bullies of all ages in the town. And he basically comes into contact with Michael Myers, who you could argue it's like a supernatural thing. You could argue it's a human nature thing. But his anger and resentment is kind of activated by Michael Myers into becoming kind of a new burgeoning Michael Myers, kind of. And there's a whole theme here about the transference of trauma, the transference of violent tendencies, and how evil can change shape. It doesn't necessarily stay in the same form. There's all kinds of themes about that in here. And I don't want to go too much further, only to say that this is very much a Michael Myers movie, but it's also a movie about how, even if there was no more Michael Myers, there would be people that would do as bad or worse things that he would do. So there's a whole lot of that. Let me see. There's a whole lot in this movie, and that's why I really like it. Like, it reminded me of kind of, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say. I just know that, like, I like movies that have a whole lot of ideas. They don't always go together. It's a little bit messy. There's some rough edges, but there's a whole lot of things to think about there. And that's what kind of movie it is. Like, I think a lot of people are disappointed because they go into it with a very, very set idea of what they want it to be. And I think, like, there's so much variety in this franchise that if you want kind of the more crowd pleaser battle to the death end of the story, you can watch Halloween H2O. You know what I mean? There's a million other movies in this franchise if you just want a straight ahead Michael Myers slasher movie. But this is not it. This is definitely a challenging movie. It definitely goes several different ways that you don't expect, which already is a positive for me. Like, I like going to a movie that throws curveballs, that doesn't give me exactly what I expect and goes off in really thought-provoking, unpredictable areas. And that's what kind of movie this is, for sure. And I understand if people want it more of a, like, a straight ahead movie, but this is definitely, like, in some ways kind of an art film almost, in a way. You know, I remember David Gordon Green saying this was a much more, like, in interviews a while back, saying this was going to be much more of an intimate kind of character or psychological piece. And it definitely is that. I mean, it definitely has some thrills. It has some violence. It definitely has some good old fashioned, like, slasher violence in it, but it's also kind of it's also a little bit of a love story, kind of a twisted, gritty love story. That's kind of more like his earlier work, like All the Real Girls and George Washington. And then it's also got this psychological stuff. It's got this metaphorical stuff. And also, on top of all this, I think he very much is under, I think he knows, and the people who, like, really like this movie can see it for kind of an outlier in the slasher franchise along the lines of Halloween 3, which was also hated at the time of its release and is now widely loved by the horror audience. Like Friday the 13th Part 5, you know, which was infamous when it came out because it didn't have Jason in it. You know what I mean? And there's actually a very specific visual reference to that movie. So I think those are two movies that were hated at the time of their release, but have been embraced by horror fans ever since for thinking outside the box and doing things differently. And I think he knows what he's doing. I mean, I didn't catch this, but I know that the font used in the opening credits is the same font used in the Halloween 3 opening credits. And I'm not even that big of a nerd, but somebody else pointed out to me, and to me, that was like the first sign that, okay, there's going to be some curveballs here. It's not going to be a straight down the middle slasher movie. And I really like that. I think this movie has some legs. I think a lot of people might be upset now, but might watch it later and see what he was going for. Who knows? All I know is that I really, really enjoyed it. I can't wait to go see it again in the theater, hopefully before Halloween. And I think this movie has a lot to chew on. The acting is good. The cinematography is good. It's interesting. It's unpredictable. It's bold. It's unique. I would say it's one of my favorite movies of the year. So I know some people feel very differently, and I'm very curious to hear what you think, Kier. So what did you think?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big Halloween fan, you know, of all the big slasher people, the Freddies, the Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees. Michael Myers is kind of my jam. So I just, you know, I just gravitate to something about him. You know, in some films are very polarizing, like this one is, no matter how you slice it. For some reason, I always fall kind of sort of in the middle. And that's kind of where I'm at with this one. I was the same way with Leatherface as well, or the last Texas Chainsaw Massacre film. Because I can see both sides. I can definitely see why people didn't like this one. And even myself, you know, I definitely had some issues. This film is far from perfect. You know, and if you're a horror fan and you're a Michael Myers fan, you know, you don't want to have to wait an hour almost into the film before you even see Michael Myers himself. You know, this was a completely different movie. And yeah, I get the aspect that this is art. He was trying to do something different. That's all great and fine. But, you know, this is Halloween Ends. And I just felt like they took a little bit too long to even introduce Michael Myers. And then even when they introduce him, it's still a while before we actually even see him. And this is the third part of the film. So it's not like we don't know who Michael Myers is. We're already kind of waiting for him to appear. And I just feel like they took a little bit too long with some of the character development. I would have liked to have seen a little more, maybe duel of this guy's story along with whatever Michael Myers is doing. I would have liked to see that a little bit more personally. That's just me personally. And I think that would have satisfied more fans if they could have seen Michael Myers sooner, you know, doing his thing while you also have this guy doing his thing as well, because for all purposes, both events are kind of taking place at the same time. So I would have liked to see a little bit more of the Michael Myers. And I think that's where a lot of people have issues. And I'm kind of on that side as well. I would have liked to have seen a little more Michael Myers. The story itself is good. You know, I mean, once Michael Myers does come, once, you know, this new character does come, you know, it does get a little more interesting in the latter part, but it's so late into the film, you know, it's a problem when you're watching a film and you're like, where's Michael Myers? You know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm watching this film and I'm watching it still. And then at some point I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, where's Michael Myers? You know what I mean? And it's like, and I understand what they were trying to do, and a throwback to Halloween 3 where there was no Michael Myers and all this other kind of stuff, and that's great and that's all fine, but I think that they did kind of miss the mark a little bit on this one. So I did like it, but I think that there were some areas of improvement, and there were some things that they could have done to make it, you know, more of a fan favorite. And I know your point about, you know, this, you know, in the future, you know, people are going to love this, and that may be true, but and not to knock you, but you kind of say that a lot anytime a film is getting, you know, almost universally panned by critics, you know. But I feel like but it definitely didn't get very good reviews. I think it's, I don't know, Rotten on Tomatoes. There are some critics that like it, but it's definitely
it's about 50% with, you know, 50%.
Yeah, which is still rotten. Yeah.
Well, but, yeah, it means like some people love it and some people, like, that's why the tomato meter is misleading, because it might be 50%. But the people feel strongly on both sides. And that's a little different than like 50% where everybody's just kind of meh, 2.5 to 3. You know what I mean? Like, these are, people feel strongly about this, which is why I think it'll carry through for a long time. You know what I mean?
Possibly. I don't know though, because I think in the age of social media, you know, if there's noise, it's going to be, what is the noise that you're going to hear more is the negative noise. You know, you hear more of the negative noise than you hear the positive noise. You know, when I'm looking on social media and I'm, you know, all over the place on social media, you know, I'm on everything. I'm on Letterboxd. I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, Facebook, I'm on everything. Most of the noise that I see and most of the noise that gravitates to the top is going to be the negative noise. So I think it's going to be really hard. I think in the 80s, that was fine. You know, you could have a movie that was polarizing and then, you know, there's going to be that. But I feel like the noise is so loud that I think that it's going to drown out the people that really loved it. That's just my personal opinion.
I don't know. I mean, like it happens. I mean, it happened with the new Matrix movie. It wasn't what a lot of people wanted. So people flipped out and a lot of, you know, most of what you heard was negative. It happened with The Last Jedi. You know what I mean? Like it's the same kind of thing, but I think the strength of the movie will, I mean, all that stuff, all that noise fades away after a while. And then what you're left with is the movie, and that's what will last, I think, you know.
We'll see. I don't know. I know that that's your position on a lot of films that tend to not get the most favorable reviews or not everybody's in the camp for it. But, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, a lot of people didn't like, you know, the second film, Halloween Kills. And then this one, you know, they were hoping like for them to go back the other way and rectify it and fix it. And I don't think for most of those people that didn't like the second film, I don't think this is going to do that for them. I don't think there's going to be many people that didn't care for the second film that are going to go into this film and think, oh, they completely fixed it. And I think that's a problem.
That's fine. I don't think it was something that needed to be fixed. You know what I mean? Like David Gordon Green clearly had a very strong idea for this trilogy, and all three films are very different.
Yeah, that's funny. But my point is I don't know. I just think that, you know, the third part of any film is always going to be looked at a little, you know, anytime there's a trilogy anyways, the third part of any film is already on an uphill battle. And then you already had the part two, which I think a lot of people, which also didn't get the most favorable reviews. I think you're going to have that struggle with part three. So I don't know. I don't see it. I could be wrong, but I disagree. I don't think this is going to be, you know, looked at in 5 years as a masterpiece or anything of that nature. I just don't personally see it. I think it's going to be a film that's probably forgotten until the next Halloween film is resurrected in some capacity. So
now this will be a subject of debate for years, especially as part of a series that has been going for 50 years. I mean, it'll be included in every retrospective box set. It'll be debated as to how it compares with all three other timelines and what it means. And like, if for no other reason than it's part of a franchise that's been going for 50 years, it'll carry on. It'll have a legacy. Even the most forgettable movies in this franchise have, you know, they're part of a whole that's bigger than themselves, you know? So if for no other reason, that's one reason why it'll continue to matter at least, or be a subject of debate, at least among horror fans.
Yeah. Yeah. I just double checked. Yeah. Both this and Halloween Kills both got 39% from critics anyways on there. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that this is going to, it's possible, but I don't know that it's going to be thought of as, and I know that that's what you want it to be because you really loved it, but I don't know that that's going to be the case. But like I said, time will tell. And like I said, I know that's your strong feeling on almost all films, but yeah, there's always going to be a small pocket of people that, oh, I love that film. And that you could say
it's
that about any film that got
people,
university.
Not a small pocket of people.
Well, there's always going to be a pocket of people, no matter what film it is. I could tell you any horror film, and you're going to be like, there's a strong following of people that love that film.
It's making a ton of money. It's making a ton of money, and all the people that saw it in that theater Saturday night were eating it up. So that kind of thing lasts more than the 39%. You know what I mean? Those are people watching it on a TV in their bedroom. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. All I'm seeing is people saying this film sucked. That's all I can see.
Yeah,
and I don't think that it sucks,
like,
but that's the noise that you hear.
Like,
and
you
that
said,
gets drowned out, and that's going to drown out the people that really love
the
it.
The haters make the most noise. I mean, that goes across the board, whether it's movies or any other subject. I mean, like, the negativity always gets the most attention, and it's the easiest. It's the easiest route to take. So, yeah, right now that's what it sounds like, but I can tell you there's a lot of people that really, really, really like this movie. And it's not just me.
I'm not saying it. No, of course. I mean, there's always going to be people that love, you know, any horror film. There's always going to be a lot of people that love every single horror film that comes out. You know, there's always going to be those people that if it's a horror film, they essentially love it. And there's always going to be the people that, you know, say it was great and it was amazing and it was awesome. And that's true with a lot of horror films. So you're always going to be able to find people that are going to be able to say that. So I don't know. Like I said, yeah, time will tell. Like we'll see.
With any like kind of hardcore group of fans for anything, there's always a very noisy contingent, I think, that is stuck in the past and has tunnel vision and has a very distinct idea of what they want to see. And when it doesn't line up with that, then yeah, it's like this movie ruined their childhood or something like that. It's you know, it's like,
yeah, well, that's a little, I mean, I get there's going to be people say that, but that's obviously going way too extreme. I mean, there's always going to be extremes on either side, but
no, that's what the reaction is like. I mean, didn't you see what happened with that new Ghostbusters? Because they had three female Ghostbusters, like it was,
yeah, but
like,
that movie wasn't very good either, though.
It wasn't that,
you know, that so movie, I mean, that's a,
yeah, I almost wanted to like it just because of all the internet trolls that went out.
You know, that movie just wasn't that great of a film.
No, it wasn't. You're right.
I get what you're saying, but yeah, but you know, that one was definitely one that we can forget and move on. And fortunately, there was another Ghostbuster movie that came after that, which was, you know, much better. So, you know, but yeah, like I said, people may talk about this one and that's great. But you know, in 3-4 years, there's going to be another Halloween film or another director is going to take another stab at it. And, you know, and we'll see what happens, you know, like I said, that's but fine. I don't know, you know, I don't hear a lot of people talk about the second Halloween from Rob Zombie, and you love that one, but I don't see that being one that gets talked about. I barely ever hear anyone personally that I see talking about that one being some kind of masterpiece or loving it or even talking about it at all. I just don't hear it. I don't see it.
I mean, I can introduce you.
Well, I'm sure there's you know, you can always find people, but I personally haven't seen it. So, but I mean, like I said, I don't know. You know.
I don't know. I like variety, and frankly, I like all four of these, you know, timelines. You know, I think it's really interesting the way different filmmakers can take a character like Michael Myers, who's kind of a blank slate by design. You know, he's a blank slate and he can be interpreted and any number of ways, and this whole series has so many different varieties of filmmaking, and I don't know why people have to be like only this one and none of the others all the time. So I don't know. I think variety is the spice of life. And
yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, I don't have a problem with any of the timeline, the differences. I didn't really care for, what was it, 4, 5, and 6 of the Halloween films, that, you know, the original ones that came out. I didn't care for those ones too much, but all the other timelines I didn't have a problem with. I can't say that I loved every single film in every timeline. I didn't care for Rob Zombie's second film. I really liked the first one, but I didn't care for the second one. I feel like these last two are decent. I don't think that there's anything that they do anything that's amazing personally. I wasn't blown away by them. And I can assure you I can find tons of people that would agree with me as well. I mean, that's just the nature of any film, you know, but you know, but I wasn't necessarily blown away by this one, or in Halloween Kills. I mean, they all have their moments. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to see Michael Myers killing people, and you're going to get that in all three of those films. So if that's what you're waiting for, if that's what you're hoping for, you're going to get that for sure. And in this film's no different. It takes a little longer in this film, but I mean, if I'm being 100% honest, the first film, they actually took a little longer as well. To get to the actual Michael Myers part of it, because the beginning of is a lot of like the documentary of them talking about, you know, the murders he committed years ago and, you know, interviews and things of that nature. So it does take a little while to get to that one. But that one I understood a little more because it was building up to that point. So you understood that. But, you know, at this point, we already know who Michael Myers is and we're kind of waiting to see, you know, what he's been up to. And I feel like they did take a little bit too long to get to that point. That's just my personal opinion. So, but overall, it's not a bad film. You know, I would definitely watch it again, but I'm a huge Michael Myers fan. But I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be, I don't know if history is going to be to the degree you think it's going to be, but we'll see. You know, like I said, I don't know. So. It's possible, but I think that you've already found your niche of people that love it. And so those people are always going to love that film. And so that'll be always the case. I don't know if it's going to be some, I mean, you could say it's a cult classic already, because if you can find 30, 40 people that agree with you, then yeah, there's a lot of people that love that. And I'm sure there's many more than that, but that's always going to be the case with anything. Anything that's seen by, you know, millions of people, you can find thousands that loved it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be this cult classic in 20 years. I don't know. So we'll see.
Did you catch all the Christine references?
Yeah, I saw a few of those as well, and I did notice some of the other little subtle nuances that he threw in the film as well. I don't know if I noticed those in the previous films or not. I don't know if there was other subtle nuances, but I did notice that there were a few in this film also. So
yeah, I mean there was the stuff in the junkyard with the car, of course, but also I didn't think about it until afterwards, but the new character Corey is very much like the,
yeah, he's very much like the Christine. Like the Christine character, basically. Yeah, like that wasn't, yeah, exactly, yeah, very very,
yeah, except
the even the glasses and getting bullied, the glasses and getting bullied to the point to where, you know, he was a really good guy at one point, but he got bullied and pushed to the point to where he becomes evil, and that's also the influence of Christine, in this case the influence of Michael. Yeah, I caught all those nuances as well.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah cool. Well, we definitely probably spoiled the film. Anything else you want to add about Halloween Ends?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, overall great, and face you would give this one.
I loved it. I gave it 4.5 out of 5, A-. Can't wait to see it again. So
yeah, I'm going to watch it again, but for right now, the benchmark is a 3 out of 5 for me. Like I said, there was a lot of things I did like about it, but there's a lot of things I definitely didn't like about it. I will definitely watch it again and see if those things still bother me the second time around. It may go up 0.5 star. It won't go up any farther than that, but it may go up 0.5 star if those things don't bother me the second time around. So I'm just going to go with 3 out of 5. So that's just a big smile, or actually just a smile. I can say a big smile, just a smile.
Give me those teeth.
No teeth yet. You know, if I bump it up 0.5 star, then it gets a little bit of these pearly whites, baby.
Those pearly yellows.
Pearly whites all day. Cool. Well, let us know down in the comments. Have you seen Halloween Ends? Did you like it? Did you not like it? As always, if you like the content, we ask that you like, subscribe, follow, make sure you hit that bell notification, and we'll be back again with another show for you guys. We thank you all for watching and hope you have a great day. Bye.